Hey True North, it's Wednesday, October 7th. My name is Eugene and welcome to True North Daily. So as we continue this week on the pod, just talking about politics and the church, one quick thing we wanted to announce is the whole 4-week study of our faith and politics is actually up on our YouTube channel. So if you're interested in a little more deeper insights and just what the class went through, it's available for you. But today, given that we talked yesterday that we're not called to be apathetic, that politics is actually a way to love our neighbors, well, many of us probably are wondering, well, what does it mean to be political and Christian? And I don't think an episode or even a study or even anything that I say can give it full justice. But what I do hope today to do is spark at least a beginning point in your journey as a Christian in the political arena. Although we mentioned how a lot of us might be apathetic, I do believe, especially in 2020, that tide has been changing, that there is now a turn from apathy to a rush to engagement. Take, for example, this past summer of 2020, after the death of George Floyd, seeing some of my college students or people I even went to college with that really didn't care about what was going on in the news or politics become passionate activists on both sides was an interesting thing to see. And one fear I do have is that we're rushing now into the political arena, into Fox News, into New York Times, into reading PragerU or Vox, is that rather than using biblical definition and truths, we're using secular and partisan definitions of truth to shape our politics. You see, one thing I want to make clear is that there is no Christian political party. You see, I think a challenge as a Christian in the American political sphere that we have to face is that our faith does not fit perfectly into the two-party system. That so much of politics in America is completely binary, meaning that if you care about the unborn, well, there's a list of other affiliations, creeds, and beliefs that you have to hold to. And if you believe that Black lives do matter in that phrase, or if you believe that immigrants should have protection, well, there's another set of creed, ideology, and beliefs that's also attached to that. You see, the problem is Scripture and Jesus does not fit perfectly into either side. The tension that you'll have to face as you enter into politics as a Christian is realizing that so much of our faith places us both in the aid of both camps and in the opposition of both camps. You know, to put it best, Paul writes in Ephesians 4 to the church in Ephesus, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking to the church, Paul says, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. You see, Paul was aware that this political dilemma that we face now has been true since the beginning of time. That as Christians in this world, you will be tossed to and fro by human cunning, by craftiness, by every wind of the cultural moment. One thing Paul commands his church and our church to do is that we are supposed to speak the truth in love. And that statement should put us at odds and also in friendships with both political ideologies that we're facing today. That we're called to speak the truth, that God has designed us with a specific design in mind, that he is for life in all forms, even in the womb. And at the same time, Paul says, you're speaking that clear truth God gives us in love. That we're supposed to love our neighbor, love the immigrant, love those that are oppressed or not facing the justice that they deserve. And I can get into a tall list of things, but you'll begin to realize now that puts you in a weird, tense place. And as Christians, as we enter this political election and season, and even the seasons and elections to come, I do hope one thing that we realize is we all have natural political leanings. That we all lean left or right. Maybe it's because of how we were raised. Maybe it's because of an experience that we had or a teacher that we had. But I do hope rather than just trusting our instincts or our secular ideologies that are given to us by the news and the media, that we look to the scriptures and to God's truth to place ourselves in the political spectrum, which, to be frank, you won't find a place for. I think Michael Ware puts it best as a Christian political thinker when he writes, "The crisis is not that the church is politically homeless. The crisis is that the church would ever think we could make a home in politics at all." You see, as we engage in politics, one thing you'll observe, especially with this upcoming election, that so many people place all identity, hope, and savior into politics. That they truly believe that their candidate, that their ideologies, that their policies are the ones that will be capable of saving humanity and the earth. I hope that we know as we read scripture that that is not true. That as a church and as Christians we realize the only savior that is capable of saving us has already come, and in the form of a man called Jesus Christ. You see, given that, what that requires of us politically is to be confusing. That we should confuse the world with our political views. That we should say that we are for the unborn and also for the immigrant. That we should say that we are for the equality of all people and at the same time preserving the truth we find in God's words. So given that, that's going to place you in a point of tension. But that is a life Jesus lived. That he never appeased one group. He was always angering the Romans and the Pharisees, and at the same time welcoming those that were marginalized in their societies. I hope for us, True North, as we face this upcoming election, that we can be confusing. That we can be confusing to our Republican and Democratic friends. We can be confusing to those who side with law enforcement, and also to those who yell and chant Black Lives Matter. That we as Christians, not that we're called to be neutral or moderates, but that we hold to a different kingdom and savior, and with that, we can be a loving witness in this political moment. Let's pray. Lord, we all have natural political leanings, and I hope that as we face the upcoming election, those temptations to completely lean into those leanings will become so strong. But I hope that, one, we don't be apathetic, but two, that we find your truth and share your love as you command us in scripture. And that places us in neither camp or neither party. It places us in your kingdom as ambassadors of Christ. And in his name we pray. Amen.